That's because they're the monsters, huh? That's because we don't want to see them and their hypocrisy, huh? 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Skylar and Tam. What's up, guys?
Yo, what up?
Very snowy.
Man. I thought we were starting a sound test, but I love it.
Well, I kind of did a sound test earlier.
You did a sneaky on me?
I did a sneaky.
Wait, that was you recorded me without my permission?
No, I didn't record you without your permission. I came in here earlier and did a sound test and went over to your microphones and went...
And that's exactly what I sound like. Blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. Damn, I'm a big douche.
And then I came.
I play acoustic video games.
I came over here.
That's so uncanny.
And I hit the soundboard like.
That was something, huh?
Yeah. So, yeah. No, everyone's ready.
Awesome. Well, we're done.
I guess I'm just not mentally prepared. Hold on. I'm gonna get into a space.
All right. Hold on. Let's give Tam a sec.
Is it because we started so quickly?
Yeah, we started so quick. I couldn't get myself in the goof mindset.
I was prepped. I had everything out. I had the mics ready. I had the stories ready.
You know my ritual. I have to listen to the entire Goofy movie soundtrack before I can come in here and I can sling some goofs.
I'm going to be honest. That's probably one of the worst things about the podcast is we have to listen to the entire Goofy movie soundtrack.
Hey man,
just to get Tam ready.
Yeah,
2020 is going to be the extreme Goofy movie. So,
are we going to have to watch both?
Well, just listen.
Okay,
yeah,
just it's a soundtrack.
It's not a visual thing. This is a audio medium. Why would I need to get visually ready? I'm not going to slip on a banana peel on the podcast.
I sure hope if it was visual, you would still not slip on a banana peel.
Oh no, this ill-gotten fruit.
Do you know what you call a pair of banana peels sitting next to each other?
No.
A pair of slippers.
Huh. That's cute.
You know what I love about banana jokes? They're so appealing.
And that'll do it for this episode of the Comic Podcast.
Let's pack it in. Yeah, 2019. I'm getting big on fruit puns.
That's your big thing this year.
Yeah,
fruit puns.
My New Year's resolution. I was doing my year in review about 2018. Not enough fruit puns.
You know, I was thinking the same thing about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I was actually talking to Andy about this. We were playing Stardew Valley the other night.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you realize how little fruit puns Skylar made this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know why it's so hard for pieces of fruit to get married?
I know this one. I know this one.
Because a cantaloupe.
Because it's not legal in their state.
Oh, no. Because a cantaloupe.
Oh, like a whole container of lopes. I get it. Yeah. I get it.
He's from Alabama. I don't think he's seen fresh fruit. Cantaloupe is a melon. It's the orange one. It's the orange melon, not the green one. The green one's honeydew.
Those are called oranges.
That's right. He's got you there. The orange melon is oranges.
Got it.
That's right. And a grapefruit is just a sick orange.
It's just a really big grape, right?
Yeah. Or tamarinds. Those are also like
monkeys.
Pretty much an orange. Well, no, there's tamarindos, Spanish for like our clementines.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was just like a really silly way to say my name.
Oh no. Yeah.
What's up? Tamarindo.
We've got these new like freezer bags that you can like, you know, label.
Yeah.
And put the date on.
Yeah.
And I've been labeling things awkward.
Yeah.
I put some sausages away and called them meat tubes.
I love it.
I put away an orange, or no, I put away a grapefruit and called it a weird orange.
Yeah. Bad orange.
Yeah. And no one's noticed yet, but someone's gonna notice. Actually, someone might have noticed today because our freezer broke.
Your freezer broke today?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know. We have a deep freeze downstairs, so it's not killer, but it sucks.
I'm so sorry, guys. Tamarind is a legume. It's a bean.
Ah.
Might be.
You son of a bitch. You well, get yeah, off this podcast right now. I just remember seeing
like an orange flavored soda called it was a Juarito, and it was tamarindo was the flavor. And I was like, oh, orange soda, no, oranges.
Legume soda.
Yeah. No, it's a bean flavored soda brought to you by Juaritos, our newest sponsor. You're on thin ice, ISIS. Thin ISIS.
Thin ISIS sounds delectable. Sounds like something I'd put underneath my tongue and have for a whole day.
Yeah, a delicious summer treat. Thin ISIS.
Thin ISIS. Have it at your 4th of July barbecue.
We played a little Rocket League since the last podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little fun.
Yeah.
Beat some bitches.
Oh, yeah.
And Andy didn't do so well, huh?
Oh, no. Andy did fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he got beaten to sickness. Yeah, we did that. I actually, in my own time, tried powering up Overwatch.
Oh, yeah?
As I said, I haven't been playing since Season 5, mm-hmm. which I've made sure to communicate to the people I was talking to. Hey, gang, haven't been playing since Season 5. I don't know what's happening, or 3 or 4 of these heroes. And I made a discovery. Super bad. I'm super bad. I'm no longer platinum. I'm probably silver.
Aww.
It's been a long time since I played, but I did update the game just in case we wanted to play.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know. Some of the heroes are pretty much the same. You can't really, like, mess around with Lucio too much, but, like, Symmetra.
Torb is different.
Yeah. I guess Tracer's pretty much all but useless in this current format.
Just really?
Because there's so many long range people where they like added Ashe, Widowmaker.
Who the fuck's Ashe?
Ashe is.
Wait, do we have a Pokemon crossover in Overwatch? Do I need to play this fucking game again?
Ashe.
Ashe?
Ashe?
Ashe.
Yeah, she's female McCree, but she has a lever action rifle,
That's cute.
Rifleman.
Oh, that's cute.
It's a classic Rifleman reference for our one fan out there.
I dig it. Wow. 1.5. I'm on the podcast. I don't count all the way.
But, yeah, it's I guess Tracer's just pretty much garb in this current format just because everyone fights at such a range. Soldier got a boost where he doesn't...
He likes dudes.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I've only discovered that through memes.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that was a full-on canonical thing.
Yep, mm-hmm. yep.
But, yeah, his boost is he doesn't get bullet spread until, like, 7 or 8 rounds down his clip. Geez.
Yeah, I could see that being a big difference. Yeah. I really wanted them to have Soldier. I wanted him to have a husband and a wife. Just be a super player.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah, right.
Look at that shaggy hair. Oh, my God.
That's why he's so grumpy now. He's like, oh, no one will love me again. And I have a choice of anybody.
I'm old and I lost half my dick in Nome.
And I have no money because supporting two relationships is fucking garbage.
No one pays to take me out.
You, me, and Andy playing PUBG, though, sounds like something we need to do.
Yeah. I've never been good at PUBG. I will say, tooting my own horn, that I used to be fairly good at Overwatch. I've never been good at PUBG.
Yeah, about the same over here.
Yeah.
About the same.
Probably because, like, you're not a real gamer.
Yeah. I'm not a 100% gamer boy, so.
No, I said see you later, boy.
Yeah. I wasn't good enough for Matt.
But yeah, I haven't played PUBG in a while either, so that's going to be interesting.
I had a
cough in your sleeve.
Yeah, cough into my sleeve. My sleeves are too short.
I thought that was such a frantic look.
And it was right over when I was like kicking it over to Skylar.
There was some real panic in your eye for that cough.
I was like, what can I cough into to where it's not right into the microphone? So I bundled up my coat sleeve.
That's why we got pop filters.
Yeah,
let it rip.
Yeah, I don't know if they've changed anything in PUBG in the last 3 years, 2 years.
Yes, quite a bit.
Damn it!
No, they don't update these kind of games.
Well, I can't imagine it it seemed like when it came out was it was pretty much a fully, like, there wasn't a whole lot of like balance issues or anything needed for it, but
I think if you ask the people that play it a lot, they disagree.
Yeah.
Because I see a lot of bitching about PUBG.
Yeah. Maybe it's just specific guns or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How
I
come mean, you can't build huge skyscrapers at the click of a button? This game sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
old grandpa Fortnite motherfuckers.
Well, you can hit people with a frying pan, so, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's fair. Hey, how do I make Thanos dance in that game?
You don't.
Oh.
You also don't in Fortnite, because I think he's done.
Yeah.
He was a limited time offer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, that makes sense.
I guess his big thing was he could, like, run through buildings and just totally destroy them immediately, any building. But I guess it proved problematic, because you couldn't actually go into buildings and go up floors. So you would just have to cannonball that bottom level and just have the entire thing collapse around you.
That sounds really funny.
Yeah.
One of the biggest changes to PUBG is the Mini Royale, which it's just a smaller map.
Oh.
So the action same amount of people and quicker. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Like a 2 blocks radius, 100 people just so drop in.
That's what that's we like usually Chicago. Played. I've actually barely played the regular maps.
All right, yeah. I mean, I've only ever played the one that was out.
Yeah, there's like four now.
All right, cool. Well, that may make my gameplay a little bit faster, just because, as I mentioned before, I'm really good at hiding, not so good at killing. I'm really good at getting that pacifist second place.
I've gotten top 10 in PUBG twice.
Have you?
Yeah.
Solid.
You thanks. Feel... And it was on PC, so...
Oh, okay. Was it mobile?
And we all know how I feel about PC gaming.
Yeah,
it's just the political correctness is getting out of control.
I understand.
Right, yeah. In gaming. Yeah.
I need to keep with my Joan of Arc adventures. I was going to say Noah's Ark adventures. You know, Joan of Arc works too. My Joan of Arc adventures, the good, wholesome.
You know
fun
what?
For the whole family.
I have Super Noah's Ark 3D on Steam.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty much the only game I play now. That and
I should get in
Super
on that.
Smash Brothers Christian Edition.
Yeah.
You guys...
You can only play as Simon Belmont.
Sit down and talk it out.
I did notice one issue. I've already... is that games now are running, with my new laptop, are running at like a much higher graphic intensity than I'm used to.
Oh. So, oh, wow. What a first world problem.
I know, right? But it's like I'm learning things about games that I didn't... Like, it was just things around me that weren't there for me before just because I had everything dialed down to the lowest. Just to make everything function properly.
There's actually a recommended setting for PUBG, like, quote-unquote competitively, mm-hmm. where you turn some things all the way down and some things all the way up.
Well, I know there's one, and I thought this was weird because I saw a YouTube video about it, was, like, the foliage.
Yeah.
You can turn almost all the way down.
Turn that almost all the way down, and people can barely hide in grass.
Yeah. Because if people don't have it turned down, you can just lay down in pretty much any open field and be nearly invisible.
Yeah.
But then if people have that turned down, you just look like an idiot laying in a field. Just like a freshly mowed grass.
Yes.
It's like you're laying on the green of a fairway.
Exactly.
That's really interesting because that affects like the meta game of...
It does. It's
And it that's different per person. I feel like you shouldn't be able to change the foliage.
Well, so...
The foliage.
And here's what's weird is just that's common in games just because not everyone has a graphics card that can produce such foliage.
Yeah, I get it.
And it's weird because, like, do you start separating people based on graphics card? How do you even do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, if they had some sort of a queue thing where it was just like, okay, it looks like you have this setup or this setup graphically. Like,
because I have, like, foliage all the way down and then I have, like, my draw distance all the way up,
mm-hmm.
which is a good trade-off because if I had my foliage up, I might not be able to turn my draw distance all the way up.
Yeah.
So I can see forever. And then it's like, if you're on the other side of the... You know, whatever, 9 mile map. I'm gonna snipe you.
Nice.
Hmm.
Another thing they did though is they're better at regions. So you're actually within like a North American region when you get on, and you're not fighting like a bunch of Koreans with like 1,000 ping.
Solid.
I'm sure there are a lot of pings in Korea.
So
I saw that being lobbed over to Tam.
So, one thing I have a question about is, do people still just scream racial slurs and blast music while you're doing the drop off?
I'm sure they do, but I'm always in Discord, so I don't have game chat on.
It's actually the opposite. They blast racial slurs and sing music. It's actually nice half the time.
Yeah. I have the volume on to hear footsteps and rustling and stuff like that, but I have the voice chat off just to hear my friends in Discord.
Got it.
Because you pretty much have to have footsteps on or else you're...
just walking around like a deaf guy.
Yeah, you're just kind of screwing yourselves. That's why PUBG's a good game to wear headphones.
Yeah.
Because you got to hear people all around you.
I'm not sure if you remember the total fuck-up that I had in Rocket League. It didn't result in a goal that time. But I had... before we started our next game, I had put my headphones back in. And they were earbuds, and I put them in the wrong ears, and it fucked with me hard. Because I was like, it sounds like there's so much shit happening on this side of the goal, but everyone's over there. And then it was really disorienting.
You couldn't figure it out?
I did after a few seconds, but it was, for those few seconds, I had vertigo started to set in. I was about to hit my life alert pendant, and it was pretty rough.
Oh, Rocket League. That's fun shit. And I'm glad we got in on the double EXP stuff.
Yeah. Erica really enjoys watching Hot Wheels Soccer.
So. Yeah, and she's kind of a backseat gamer.
You noticed?
Yep, I noticed.
Like, anytime I'm goalie, if I'm not in the goal, she'll tell me I'm not in the goal, which is great. That's great for me.
Hey, that's being a good coach.
Yeah, the... problem is if the ball has been down there for a few minutes,
yeah,
or maybe it's like coming up to the halfway point and no one's around it and I can potentially bump it to keep it away from the goal preemptively before sitting in the goal, you know, instead of being the last line of defense, I could also be, you know, a couple lines of defense ahead, but
yeah,
I'm not on the goal.
You got to come out to clear it, or you could wait till it's barely like right about to be scored and get that epic save.
Yeah.
If you're that good.
I'm not. You know
just,
that.
just back up and be selfish, try to get a bunch of epic saves. The score is like 10-1, but you're like, guys, I got 4 epic saves.
I'm really proud of myself.
I got the Steam achievement. All right, guys, I have a lot for us today.
So I love it.
Let's go ahead and get into gaming because I got something wild to start us off with.
Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more. This is gaming news.
Wild lawsuit against Gearbox CEO Randy Pitchford alleges wrongful $12 million bonus and underage pornography.
Oh no, that last word wasn't fun.
Let's get some goofs going. Yeah. Child pornography, right? Okay.
Oh, don't worry. There, oddly enough, there will be goofs.
I can't wait.
Okay.
There's going to be some messy litigation in Texas. Gearbox CEO Randy Pitchford and former Gearbox in-house attorney Wade Callender are suing each other in two separate actions, saying that each has breached their legal obligations to the company. As discovered by Kotaku, Gearbox originally filed a lawsuit against Callender in November 2018 for misusing company funds. It said that Callender borrowed money from the company for a home loan and tuition that wasn't fully paid back. Further, Callender is accused of abusing a Gearbox company credit card for personal expenses such as family vacations, gun club membership, firearm accessory, and trying to get six-pack abs.
I love it. That's nice. Awesome. Hey, he's got priorities.
So,
did this turn into one of those situations like with me and Steven all the time where like if he's about to get in trouble with something, he's going to throw me under the bus for something that happened 2 weeks ago? He's like, if I go down, I got some dirt on you. You're coming down with me.
You're just walking in, making a sandwich in the kitchen.
Well, he fucking snuck out of the house in June 2008.
Skylar Darcy.
Oh, fuck. All right. So since this is wild, we got the first one, right? Wade Callender is accused of misusing funds for family vacations, gun club memberships, breach legal obligations.
He's just preparing for the zombie apocalypse. That's all it is.
Right.
He's getting abs, right, and using guns.
And getting his family fortress set.
So Wade Callender then sued both Randy Pitchford and Gearbox in December of 2018, probably in relation to Gearbox's lawsuit. The lawsuit says, Calendar says that Pitchford took a secretive $12 million bonus from Take-Two Interactive in 2016 that was funneled to Randy Pitchford Entertainment Media Magic LLC. The money should have rightfully been paid out to Gearbox employees to help fund the development of Borderlands.
It was just a singular employee. Just one.
Benefits an employee.
And that employee's family and that employee's abs.
So yeah. They're both alleging that each took money, basically. That's how we can get down to it. However, things take a dark twist. Calendar also states Pitchford accidentally forgot a USB drive at a Dallas area Medieval Times restaurant in 2014.
That's awesome.
Well, that's not it. That's not period appropriate. So.
No, it's not.
Well, in order for me to eat this entire chicken turkey leg, I need to empty up my pockets, including my phone and my keys and this USB drive that I won't forget.
The singular silver metal USB drive with all my secrets.
Calendar alleges the USB drive contained both highly sensitive business documents and, quote, underage pornography.
Don't click on the wrong folder.
You know what? One of those says business secrets and the other one just says tax information. One of those is a trap. Well, I think child pornography might actually be period appropriate, though, for Medieval Times.
You know, he's just trying to get into the theme of what's happening. Yeah. Go blue team! Suck that 12-year-old's dick!
Pitchford was supposedly in San Francisco at the time the drive was recovered, and Calendar, without yet knowing the contents of the drive, directed Gearbox staff to duplicate the files so they could be sent to Pitchford. Did we forget what Tam just said? Pitchford allegedly intervened and ordered the duplicate files to be immediately destroyed. Calendar goes on to accuse Pitchford of using Gearbox company funds to throw personal parties at his house. Oh, crap. Where older men would expose themselves to minors.
Oh, so he's in like one of those rings.
Yeah. Yeah, I said he was on the blue team.
Yeah.
Calendar is still an active licensed attorney in Texas, according to the Texas Bar Association. Calendar's claims of underage pornography could see him as a subject of a libel suit and disciplinary action if untrue.
Oh, so just because it's not true, he can still get fucked up?
Yeah.
That's lame.
Especially if he knows it to not be true.
Yeah.
That's kind of the
basis. Oh,
libel and slander.
Sorry. I thought the guy who was getting accused of the kid diddler was gonna get in trouble for it not being true. I thought that was really lame.
Yeah, no.
Cool.
Other guy.
So another weird thing about it is Randy Pitchford seems to somewhat corroborate the story, saying that on his flash drive he didn't have underage pornography, but he did have a young cam girl, and he said she was not a cam girl, she was a fucking magician.
On the record?
Yeah.
On the record?
Yeah.
She was a fucking magician?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She pulled so many rabbits out of many places.
I was researching Randy Pitchford's past for this, actually, and he helped fund like a Penn & Teller movie, and so he got like some sort of credit, and he got Penn Jillette's ponytail.
That's gross. Weird.
Yep.
That's weird. That's like some Garfield the Deals Warlock. The deep cut. Yeah. I'll make this trade with you, but I need some blood and teeth. Like, what?
Man, so like, I mean, I'll just say it.
Oh, please.
Most girls who do have some sort of skill or whatever they're bringing to the table also happen to be showing usually quite a bit of cleavage. Which could be a little, indicative of pornography, but I don't think, I think what we really need to do is see how good of a magician this girl is.
I agree.
All right.
I think that's really going to be the proof in the pudding.
There's an asterisk here depending on what her driver's license says.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want to see first. I want to see the driver's license.
And then I'm going to make my driver's license say that I'm 18. Whoa.
Yeah, no. I'm going to need a physical driver's license here. Yeah.
You're clearly 9.
Yeah. Cuz if she's up there and she's just fucking up magic tricks all over the place. You know, like the bouquet of flowers fires off and then that catches on fire and then a rabbit just scurrying around her ankles. She's like, oh, fuck, I'm not good at this.
All right, everybody, I want you to all know that I refrained from saying bukkake of flowers. I'm just saying. All
right.
I'm just saying. I didn't say that on the podcast.
But you just...
Yeah, you definitely did not say it.
But, you know, if, you know, put on the spot, she ends up just really cream pieing most of her magic tricks. I think that we could probably lean more towards pornographic material, but...
The judge, like, calls her up as a witness. Like, show me a magic trick.
Yeah.
She's just like...
Can you do the rings? I love the rings.
Does anybody have any ping pong balls?
Oh, my God. I was going to say that. okay.
I don't want to see anything disappear into anything, okay? I want some sleight of hand magic. That's it.
You guys remember PT?
Yes.
This story was more for Andy, but that bitch...
This is a cool story. I dig this story a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, okay. I unless it's some horrible thing that I don't know.
Yeah, they really just shortened, they took the SD off of it, so now it's just PT just to save time.
Post-traumatic.
Yeah.
It's a real tragedy that PT can no longer be downloaded on PS4. It was an ultra-promising Silent Hills demo directed by Hideo Kojima, and it quickly became a fan favorite thanks to its intriguing premise and style. A fan actually remade it in the Unreal Engine, and you can actually download it for free now, but you better hurry the hell up, because it's being taken down.
Oh, yeah? That sucks.
They plan to take down their Unreal project next week, so it's going to be the week of the 13th.
Yeah, I love fan shit like this. I think this is some of the coolest...
I want to mention real quick, it's also VR compatible.
Yo, that sounds hype. So I watched a couple Let's Plays of PT, and it was one of those games that, like, I was very excited for, obviously, so was the rest of
it was
the
really
gaming
spoopy
nation.
Yeah, I was watching the Game Grumps play game. And I was
yeah, that's where I saw it from, and it had like a really interesting concept of like reusing the same hallway over and over again and like evolving the story that way. And
I know what shame you're talking about now. Yeah, I can be included in the podcast, guys.
Yay, yay. With the mom and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think
we'll put quotes around baby.
Yeah. Not sure we're going to get that political on the podcast, but okay. All right.
What trimester is it in? That's the real question.
So the thing is, this and like the Metroid 2 remake that Nintendo just shut down.
And I got that before they canned it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think fan stuff like that is very, very cool.
I think that one was called another Metroid 2 remake.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
The thing is, and like, I like, look on the other side and like, hey, this isn't your intellectual property at all. You better not be selling this at all.
Yeah. And that is a kind of a strange catch 22, because at one point it's like, it's not your property, but at some point, you know, what happens if you don't make a profit?
Yeah. I think that's legal teams,
like,
mumbo jumbo.
Like with Installation 01, the Halo remake,
mm-hmm.
they're trying to work really close with 343. To not encroach on, I guess, any sort of copyright.
Yeah.
So they're making everything from the ground up.
Huh.
So they're creating, like they'll make, just throwing it out there, they're going to make an assault rifle, but they're going to make it themselves and not use the original asset. But at the same time, they're also just kind of copying the template. So at what point does that cut into Halo's user base?
They're probably just a percentage of, this is too similar, blah, blah,
so,
blah.
So it's strange. It's like that, that Halo Online that I discovered in, like, April.
Yeah.
That was really fun, and actually I should get back to it. But they have been barred from updating it.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of stuck where it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I always feel like there's this weird, kind of paradigm in the gaming industry where, like, it's a business.
Mm-hmm.
End of the day, they got to make money so they can make more stuff. But just from a cultural influence perspective about, you know, going back all the way to, like, the 70s,
mm-hmm.
when video games first started, like, taking off, I really feel like the fans can be underappreciated by major game corporations just because, like, worst case scenario, as long as people aren't, like, profiting off of their fan-made stuff. I mean, people, you just go on the internet and look up, like on DeviantArt or something, look up Sonic the Hedgehog. He's a classic.
Don't do that. No, you're going to see a lot of...
You're going to want to sign in, though, and turn off all the filters.
Dude, you're going to see a lot of Rule 34 stuff.
But, and some Rule 63. Hey. But, you have all this artwork that's made by, fans of a gaming company that aren't affiliated with it at all. They're just fans. Mm-hmm. And I wonder at what point, as long as you're not profiting off of it, when does that artwork stop being just a fan-made appreciation thing and start being like, hey, we're straight up ripping your game off? And it sounds like as long as they're crediting, like, hey, this we're remade PT, but as, you know, from this engine, just to kind of keep it alive, it doesn't sound like it's malicious or that they're, you know, trying to money grub or anything.
And at the same time, like, I had that argument of, like, you better not be making a profit off of it, but, like, it's kind of what Team Four Star is doing. And I support their work a whole hell of a lot. I love what Team Four Star is doing.
And that's true. And at least at that point, Team Four Star tries to specify really hard that it's a parody.
Yeah. I thought you were saying Team Fortress. I was like,
that's rather
Steam game.
Rather than like transformative, where it's like, hey, you could play Metroid 2 on the Super Nintendo, or you could play another Metroid 2 remake.
Yeah, go support the official release. You're and right. Then like, there's the other thing of like, have you seen our RoboCop remake?
No.
Or the what was the Shrek one called? Is it just called our Shrek remake?
It was like Shrek, but made
Shrek by- retold.
Shrek Retold. Made by like 100 different creators.
Yeah, making so, like
12 seconds of the movie Shrek.
Mm, yeah, and they did that with RoboCop 2, where they just got a bunch of... Well, that was one of the first ones that I saw, where they get a bunch of YouTube creators or just personalities online and be like, hey, you get this part of the script, make it however you want.
Yeah.
And they did it with Shrek, and they've done it with... And DreamWorks not coming after that.
Yeah, and I can definitely see that. You're making it kind of how you want.
Yeah.
I know. Right after Team Four Stars, the three-part episode 60 for DBZ Abridged came out, someone was like, "Oh yeah, DBZ Abridged is the best dub of the show," and immediately like, "We're not a dub," because if they get labeled as a dub, then it's kind of like now you're
encroaching. It's over.
Yeah. Whereas they're like, "We're a parody. We're not a replacement for the original." And I think Skylar had a good point with the social aspect of it, or mm-hmm. like the artistic aspect of it. Cause PT is just, it's gone.
Yeah.
And it was a big fan favorite. It was a great demo, and it's straight up gone.
The history. That was the first time Kojima had worked on something that didn't involve espionage ever, I think.
Well, so like the best way I like to, compare it, and it's, as much as they're wildly different, there is some similarities that we can draw off of. If Tam performs Maggie by the Rolling Stones and maybe does it really well.
Yeah, incredibly.
And he goes to an open mic and he does that, and somebody wants to give him $5 just purely because they liked it. And they're like, hey, man, you should get a new amp. Here's $5 for it. I want to hear this song, but louder. The Rolling Stones shouldn't be gunning Tam down for making that $5. If anything, he's spreading the awareness of like, hey, the Rolling Stones came out with this song. It's called Maggie, mm-hmm. and I'm singing it. It's the only Rolling Stones song I like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not a big Rolling Stones fan. But
that's the same
thing.
That's the last topic of the show.
It's the same thing with games, where it's like, you know, if a company needs help developing fan-made stuff, it shouldn't be that big of an issue, because what it sounds like is this free version of PT, it's not taking food from the mouths of Kojima or anything,
right?
Like, it's just,
and PT's kind of a special case since it's actually like straight up gone.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like there's a PT game and someone's like making a free version of it or a remake or a
But it's, I don't know, a lot of people like to compare Terraria and Minecraft.
Those are different enough, though.
Yeah.
It's not like a reskin to Minecraft.
Yeah, but, what was it? Fallout 76, where they were just like having visual mods.
Oh, yeah. People were getting banned just for using visual mods.
Which is ridiculous, because it's like someone's taking the time and the effort to appreciate your game and make it better. And if people can sell this better version of this game, which is still getting money to you.
Yeah.
Oh, but like, yeah, they slap their own little thing on it to make it better and put time, effort, and appreciation from a gamer's perspective. I feel like that should be met with appreciation and not spurned.
Right. And one of the...
Or spermed.
One of the aspects I could think of where like fan-made stuff was appreciated was Sonic Mania.
Yeah. Because
a lot of the people that worked on Sonic Mania, most of the team really was just people doing fan-made stuff. Mm-hmm. And some of the levels in Sonic Mania are completely original levels. I would have liked to see more original levels, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, when Skylar brought up Sonic in this entire conversation in DeviantArt, I was like, one of the coolest companies, honestly, is Sega. They do not give a fuck what you do with Sonic, and it shows. And so like if other companies had this kind of stance on things, I think the gaming as a whole might just be better off, because people wouldn't be afraid to experiment and such. Maybe knowing the legal repercussions of remaking the original Legend of Zelda and trying to turn it into a 16-bit game, I would let's say Tamron Dallas Cardwell, I would love to do that. I have no idea how. So what am I gonna do? I'm gonna learn how to do it. Well, now since I know the legal repercussions of doing it, I'm not gonna bother.
Mm-hmm. Well,
which has now, the industry just lost the game developer.
And what's crazy is Tamron Dallas Cardwell's drive is not money.
Yeah,
for the most part. I mean, this is
I gotta make my nut.
If you fuck with my nut, but you're driven by a love of a genre or a game or mm-hmm. even just a character.
Yeah, absolutely.
And raw sexual energy.
And yeah. Raw sexual energy.
And karate skills. Like, you're driven by from a very personal perspective, and I think businesses are just programmed to think as a business dealing with other businesses.
Totally.
And there has to be some sort of, like, reforming in the gaming community to understand, like, hey, you have people who appreciate you and they're willing to do stuff to your game out of just appreciation. Mm-hmm.
But then there's the counter argument of games are art.
Yeah.
And so, hey, I know how to make the Mona Lisa way fucking cooler. Watch these stars that I put in the background. And so, like, hey, I'm not positive I can make God of War 4 better, but I'm certainly going to try. Let's fuck with this game. The creators of God of War are going to be like, well, now hold on. I don't think we don't need it. We don't need it. Yeah. You don't need to do this thing. It's already a perfect game. It won Game of the Year. Lick my nuts. I think he's on quote saying that.
Yeah. Yeah. He was really into Ligma.
Ligma. Yeah. Poor Ninja.
Yeah, I know. He died of Ligma.
Yeah, it sucks.
All right. We have been really deep in this ungoofed desert.
I loved it. It was fun.
It was a very ungoofed desert.
Take us to the oasis.
So I got just a few quick things to run through real quick in gaming. Final Fantasy X and X-2 are hitting Switch in April, also Xbox One.
Baller.
X-2 sucks. Red Dead Online is getting a Battle Royale-like mode.
So, how many horses to people? Can you play as a horse?
Well, there's 32 players, so I assume maybe 32 horses.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
That one's not important. Competitive Halo goes old school with Halo 3 Classic Tournaments.
All right.
I don't know what that means, but I'm sure other people who are more educated on the subject will.
The first tournament will be in St. Louis, the first of many three Halo 3 tournaments in 2019.
So, what is a Halo 3 tournament outside of just those words?
You get a team together and you play games until one team wins.
Okay, got it. And is it just strictly just going to be on Halo 3, or are they using other ports?
Halo 3, specifically.
Is it going to be from the Master Chief Collection or Halo 3 proper?
Probably Halo 3 proper, I would say.
Interesting. So that was on the 360, yeah?
Correct. Really cool. There's a $30,000 prize pool.
You have to dig those artifacts up, huh?
Yeah. It does, like the dust them off, boys.
Like the ET cartridges?
Yeah, they're in a dump site somewhere.
Yeah.
I actually have 1, 2, 3. I have 4 Halo 3 boxes up there.
Yep.
I don't know how I obtained 4. There's 3 regular ones, and that metal one is also a Halo 3 one. I won that from trivia on the Halo 3 midnight release.
Sorry, I'll put my dick away.
That's what I get for sitting underneath this shelf, is Matt consistently references what's above my head, but all I can see is the warped reflection from the giant picture of Matt.
And there's that Gorilla Munch cereal. You know what's weird? I should have really taken the cereal out of the Gorilla Munch box. Because there's probably some moldy cereal in there.
I didn't get any water in there, huh?
I mean, there's got to be some moisture at some bowl. Point.
We definitely ate a bowl of it.
We did eat a bowl of it.
You guys want to crack it open? Get another bowl?
Yeah, let's all bring Pepto-Bismol to the next podcast.
Okay, yeah,
and then,
I'm down.
Then we'll all eat a little bit of Gorilla Munch.
I was desperately trying to get, for the podcast, a box of Lucio O's.
Oh, really?
Just to tag along with the Jimmy Rustlin Gorilla Munch cereal. It's such an ancient meme.
It is. It's so old.
Let the Jimmies rustle through you. Yeah, that sounds really cool.
What are we talking about?
Halo 3 tournament. You said 30 grand for the prize pool?
Yes.
That's solid. How big are the teams usually?
5.
5? 6?
Yeah, no, it's a 5-on-5.
5-on-5? Solid. Yeah.
It seemed like the appropriate number.
Does it say if they're going to be streaming it?
It looks like they're going to be streaming on Twitch. I'm not exactly sure where, when it comes to Twitch, I'm sure you know how they have, you know, what games are streaming.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you see who's streaming Halo 3, it's probably only that tournament.
So. Yeah.
That's one of those games that I've never actually been very good at, but I love watching it. Oh, I love watching people just like decimating people on Halo 3.
I played so much Halo 3. Oh my God. Halo 2, Halo 3. That was right in my fucking wheelhouse.
Nice. Not Halo 1, though.
No, Halo 1, I didn't have an Xbox. Oh. I played it a lot with my friends, but Halo 2 and 3 had Xbox Live, so that was when I was like...
You made the plunge into Microsoft's doughy arms.
You get home from school in freshman year of high school. Well, it was more like later freshman, early sophomore year. But anyway, you know, you'd come home, you'd watch Viva La Bam, and then you'd call your friends, and you were like, hey, you guys want to play some Halo? And you'd play Halo till like midnight on a Friday, and then you're like, wake up Saturday, and you don't shower, and you say, hey guys, you want to play Halo 2? And like, kick ass, yeah, let's play Halo 2.
No, we were such good friends. We lived the exact same life.
And then when Halo...
But mine was reversed.
How was it?
He has Benjamin Button disease.
Yeah. Oh, I see. And then when Halo 3 came out, it wasn't quite as good as Halo 2, just because most of us had jobs at that point. At least part-time, you know? So it was like, hey, you want to play Halo 3 tonight? Like, no, I got to make some paninis.
Yeah.
No, I've got to make some paninis.
But then we'd all at least like have one night where we'd have a LAN party with Halo 3. And
yeah. We should see if we can set up some sort of LAN, whatnot. Or I got that new Smash Bros. And I got the GameCube adapter.
Ooh.
Let's get this party. Pop.
Yeah. You know, Andy was mentioning having a LAN party once he got his house all in order.
Yeah, I haven't even gotten an invite over to just say hi.
I've been over like 4 or 5 times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He said he's ashamed of it. What's he ashamed of?
It was like an old house, and Angels in the outfield was in the vent.
Yeah, it really stank up the place. Yeah. Christopher Lloyd just smells everywhere.
Oh, that's Christopher Lloyd's room.
Fun fact about Angels, they still smell like a rotting corpse. Like, they're nice and all, but like,
they look great, but... Yeah. Oh!
No wonder they won that game. Everybody had tears in their eyes.
All right, guys. I got 2 things in technology news to run through quickly. So let's go ahead and do that. Yeah.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
Google Drive gives up on its cheapo music streaming dongle. There's you know, the Google Chromecast? There's one that just streams music. The thing is, it's only like a few bucks different from the actual straight up Chromecast.
Okay.
More or less expensive?
less expensive.
Oh, thank God.
Like, the Chromecast was like $35, and this was like $29.
Oh.
So, just buy the regular Chromecast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I learned a couple things about my laptop this last week. One, it's Bluetooth capable.
That's good.
Two, Bluetooth is on by default.
Yeah.
And three, I was, I guess, unknowingly streaming to my neighbor's Samsung TV via Chromecast.
What?
Yeah. Did they come over?
I guess it was just like default connected to the nearest thing because I was like just running up startup like connectivity stuff.
Yeah.
Setting up my Wi-Fi and everything. I don't know what happened, but I guess it just latched on to the nearest unprotected Bluetooth thing, which usually those Samsung TVs have pins.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he like disabled it because he had people come over to like stream Spotify or some shit or whatever. But at some point, I got he was watching me play video games and watching me surf through Steam. And he came over and he's like, "Hey, are you Landler?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Who's only my mother can call me that.
It's like, I think you hijacked my TV. I'm like, no, I didn't.
No, it wasn't me. You got the wrong Landler.
You say I'm Landlar with AR.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I had to. I'm now hardwired into my router. But fun times.
Yeah, I have yet to make that mistake of Bluetoothing to someone else.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm listening to erotica. That'd be weird.
ASMR.
Yeah.
Just, all right, now we're going to play some Fortnite.
I you know what? When it comes to ASMR, I cannot listen to whispering.
Yeah?
Huh? I hate whispering.
Okay.
I hate it. I hate the sound of whispers.
Are you quietly talking?
Are you an ASMR guy? Do you like ASMR?
Not really. I mean, I've listened to it. But when I was getting into it, when people are like, yeah, you got to listen to this stuff. Like 90% of it's people whispering.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
I want to do scream ASMR.
Hey!
Yeah. I want to do.
This is a soothing sound!
Like in the distance, ASMR, like, all right, this video is going to be me at the beach trying to get your attention about a shark in the water. Oh my God, guys! There's a shark in the water! What did you get out of the water?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
That's a good audio gag. That's the sound of the waves. I loved it. That was awesome.
Amazon dash buttons are ruled illegal in Germany. You guys aware of what the dash buttons are?
Fucking stay in line, Germany.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the little button that you're...
Completely fucking useless shit?
Yeah, if you have a child, you're just going to get like 50 fucking things of Tide because your kid likes pressing buttons.
It reminds me of iDubbbz TV bought a bunch of dash buttons and put them in a blender and waited to see what he would get.
That's nice. Pretty funny.
So here's what happened in Germany. So the dash buttons, one, make it extremely easy just to suddenly buy a bunch of shit. Two, though, if they don't have the product on hand, they replace it with a similar product. Which violates Germany's law against purchasing something you don't know about.
Yeah.
So they've deemed the buttons illegal.
I mean, Amazon's workaround for that is just like, make sure, you know, either delay the order until they do have Tide and not Spirit or whatever fucking off-brand. Whatever one has Cuddles the Bear.
Coastals Rejoice.
Yeah. Great value Tide-like washing solution. Now in pod form.
All right, guys, we got four stories in news here.
How many Florida men?
Great question. There's snow there, so I doubt that's Florida. That's all over. That's France, and that is Virginia.
Okay. Virginia is like the rich man's Florida.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, it's like Florida cousin.
All right. Well, let's go into news.
From all around the world.
Oh!
great Odin's Raven.
And Florida.
Not this time.
Jeez. This
God, Andy, weren't you listening?
Christ.
Fuck you, Andy.
Blindfolded Utah teen crashes car doing the Bird Box challenge.
So what's Bird Box?
Bird Box is a movie on Netflix where everybody they have scarves wrapped around their eyes.
We call those blindfolds.
Yeah. Or they gouge out their eyes, I guess. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But there's monsters and they only attack you if you look at them or something.
Oh, if you go outside without a blindfold and you see whatever the hell's out there, you're compelled to kill yourself.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the things try to make you see them?
Well, so there are people that are apparently immune to the fucking things.
Hey, look at me. Hey, look at me. Hey, I'm over here.
So there are people that are like immune to the things, and they got really weird fucking looking eyes, and they're compelled to make other people look at the things.
Oh.
So they're like, look at it. Look at it.
What dicks?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, look how cool this thing is. Oh, hey, guys, look at this thing.
So the premise of the movie basically is this Sandra Bullock and two kids that she's named Boy and Girl.
No way.
Are trying to get to like a sanctuary that's miles away down a river, but they can't take their blindfolds off.
Huh.
Yeah. There's a lot of flashbacks, too.
That makes sense.
I didn't watch the movie. I just watched Dead Meets Kill Count.
Okay. So what I think the Bird Box challenge is going to be is driving with a blindfold on and just waiting for Jesus to take the wheel or God to welcome you in his embrace or the devil to drag you down.
It's more doing anything with a blindfold on. Oh. But some people up the ante and do things like driving.
Okay, got it. Well, cool. Bully for them.
Yeah.
I will bully them, yes. Stupid thing to do.
You can push them down. They won't see it coming.
Was it last January the Tide Pod Challenge was a thing?
Well, and you know what's weird is when we talk about the Tide Pod Challenge compared to the Bird Box Challenge. Tide Pods was what? Just like a handful of kids?
Yeah.
It's a handful of Tide.
But the big issue here is...
It's like a lot of people on Instagram are like, look, I blindfolded myself.
Yeah,
I put on my makeup with a blindfold. Aren't I quirky? Please date me.
Okay.
Just old people are going to... Thanks. Yeah, Tam's got very little standards is what he considers like an interesting quirk.
I'm what you call lonely.
It's just the thing I hate about these stupid challenges is that old people are going to associate me with them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you fucking kids and your stupid type. Like, Tide Pods ended the week it began.
Yeah, and, but the whole year was kids and Tide Pods.
Oh, your generation eats fucking soap. Like,
yeah, you
put soap in our mouth as a punishment. Yeah, I wonder where we fucking learned it, huh?
Yeah. Your generation needs a urostomy bag, so fuck off.
Your generation is going to vote us into carbon hell. Thanks.
Yeah, your generation can't wait for a table at IHOP, all right? You don't have the high ground.
So, yeah, I have a feeling Bird Box is going to be another thing. Your generation likes to walk around with their eyes closed. Or whatever. I don't fucking know.
That's because they're the monsters, huh? that's because we don't want to see them and their hypocrisy, huh?
Costco now
sells...
Can you
put your glasses up for me real quick?
Yeah, I just... They're ruining the planet, huh? I don't want to see this madness.
Now give me like one throaty snort.
I'm not doing that, no.
Yeah, that's one of the major problems.
All right. Costco now sells a 27-pound tub of macaroni and cheese that lasts 20 years.
I gotta go, guys.
Yeah. Hey, give me some dimensions on this, Matt. I assume you have a picture. Can you, like, is it like a hug size? The hug of a 6-foot man?
This is the fifth dimension, Skyler. That's the dimension we're in.
Well, have you ever seen, like, one of those big, however many gallon... like tubs of paint,
no
or stain,
maybe
that are like I don't know, yay big.
Okay, so approximately like 4 feet.
Maybe 3 feet.
3 feet.
For it costs $90. You'll get 180 servings of Chef's Banquet macaroni and cheese.
How do we keep it? Okay. How do we keep it refrigerated? Do we just parse it out to all of our friends?
You don't.
You just cook it all at once?
No, it doesn't need refrigerated.
It's just good?
It's just good.
It's just solid. I can just like make this my new kitchen table.
Hey, you just like, yeah, you just scoop it into a bowl and heat it up and there you go.
And then at the end, you have a nice little like time capsule to lock yourself in when you die.
It's like your people come to visit and you're like, yeah, and the bathroom's on the whole on the left. Look, it's like fish themed. And on the right, here's my macaroni and cheese drum room. It's like four of them just open and just ready to go.
You know, when Brix closed, I wish I'd known Brix was going to close because they had those huge casks of wine.
Oh, yeah.
I could have got those really cheap.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, man, I'm just trying to think of just sitting around a giant kiddie pool of mac and cheese and eating it with your friends.
Yeah.
Just chill time.
Like,
of sadness.
It's got to be a hot tub to keep the mac and cheese hot.
Right. Oh, man, that sounds awful for the internal plumbing, huh?
So does it come in like a big plastic kind of like dole?
Kind of like a plastic like bucket.
Like a country crock type of like
this fucking big.
Yeah.
Just a big ass like paint bucket.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if I get one of these things, I'm gonna be absolutely livid if it's a bunch of smaller containers inside of this giant container.
That would be really disappointing.
What I wanna do is just open it up and see a pool full of noodles like in Patch Adams. I'm just going to dive in and probably die.
Like in Patch Adams.
Like in Patch Adams.
That's a good one.
You know, that's probably, it might be that because it doesn't need refrigerated. It might be dry noodles and powder.
Fuck that. You're not selling me mac and cheese then. You're selling me the ingredients to make it.
Huh. I wanted to, could I pay extra for the time it takes for you to make it?
You know what? You're going to have to call Costco on that one.
Ah, dang it.
Oh, man. Maybe we could open up the tub, dump everything in there, and make it in there. Like Easy Mac?
Yes. Oh, the other thing that we could do is like we could make a side business of like we would go around town making other people's mac and cheese for them.
Mm.
Yeah. Like premium. We can like add in extra cheese or like cut out hot dogs and shit.
I was thinking like a business we could get two bathtubs, fill one with macaroni and cheese, and the other one, bathtub moonshine.
Okay. Nice. All
and
right.
And then a third,
because you got to be
just a regular bath, like just so people could wash off after getting all their cheese and moonshine all over themselves.
I gotta assume we'd put the moonshine first because you'd have to be a little bit buzzed to eat mac and cheese out of a tub.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, don't judge. But
well, so here's my problem with that is a drunk person is much more likely to, we'll say, taint the mac and cheese tub by jumping in.
Yeah.
I bet this sells a shit ton in Colorado. Do you know how, like, hey, we're having a party. Hey, I bought $90 worth of mac and cheese. You got the cooch. I got the craft. Let's hit it.
Oh, man. It's just baffling trying to think of any situation where 20 years worth of mac and cheese could be like.
Well, it lasts relevant. 20 years. 20 years worth kind of assumes that.
Yeah, this is a week.
Does that take you 20 years to eat it?
This is a year and a half, buddy.
All right. Let's myth bust this, huh? Hey, Matt, if I wheel in a wheelbarrow full of mac and cheese, it's going to last 2 decades. Can that go up on the shelf, too?
Hey, everybody. Our next Patreon tier is if we hit the $20 tier, we're going to buy this thing. And we're all going to eat it. We're going to finish it on the podcast, huh?
Just hours of just, like, gross noodles slurping together, just like...
A lot of heavy breathing.
Yeah.
As you start making it through the tub of mac and cheese.
Oh, I think Andy fell asleep with his mac and cheese. Somebody turned his head so he doesn't suffocate. Yeah. Ugh.
I bet we could get through it. I bet we could.
I'm lactose intolerant, so I'm gonna need a bedpan.
We're gonna fucking get through it, you hear me?
I'm not leaving.
And I'm gonna have a lot of trouble because I actually don't like mac and cheese.
Oh no.
It's our Patreon tier. We gotta do it for the patrons.
For $20.
$20. Yeah, it's a net loss of $70, but who gives a fuck? Yeah. It's quality content.
Probably 8 years of our lives.
Gonna go to the doctor next day and they're gonna be like, yeah, your blood pressure's 1,000.
It's 1,000/2.
So
you're dead.
We tried to take a blood sample. It just came out yellow, man.
Yeah, you're bleeding cheese.
Yeah, it's coming out like cheese. Look, I'll just squeeze your arm. It just squeezes out like easy cheese.
I didn't like that noise you made with your mouth. Yeah. Nope.
All right. We got to get through the last two stories here.
All right. Oh, there are two more stories.
Paris' first nude restaurant closes for lack of business.
What?
Paris' first what? Nude restaurant closes.
For lack of business.
Those fucking hypocrites.
Well, so...
of any place you could have a nude restaurant, it would be Paris.
Yep. It was also a very expensive restaurant, so that's...
Oh, it was an expensive restaurant?
Yeah, it was an expensive restaurant.
All right, well, there you go.
I mean, what you're saving on clothes...
Yeah.
You're spending on food.
No. I guess we have to think about, like... I think this would work inside of a nudist colony, but then it's assumed that every restaurant's a nude restaurant,
so
right?
So really, yeah. it's not a gimmick.
Because I'm not gonna go get dressed up to go to a restaurant to take off my clothes and then eat and then get dressed back up to go to the movies, right?
There are two things in this life that top my list of things I don't want people to see me do while I'm naked: eating, and the exact opposite of eating. Pooping. Those two things, not necessarily in that order, are the things that I really am uncomfortable with people watching me do while naked.
What if you're just wearing socks? Because I'll be honest, I'm not trying to get my feet cold while I eat.
Yeah, I could see that. You got a good point there, Tam.
Yeah. Like, I get that you don't get as much traction when you're pooping.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like you can install some handles off to the
so you can really
in the wingspan. Yeah.
Get that roller coaster like slide down bar.
Just raise your hands and let's go to town. Woo! Here comes the loop.
Oh, all right, guys, our final story here. Over 100 praying mantises take over home after woman buys infested Christmas tree.
Oh no. Oh no.
Yeah, those aren't pine needles. They're all each an individual mantis. Oh my God, Susie, get out of the house.
They have infested her home after hatching from eggs in her Christmas tree. She said they're crawling on the walls, crawling on the ceilings. It's possible they're in her bedroom, but that's a scenario she doesn't want to consider. Although some people say simply vacuum up the bugs, she is too nice. She's trying to avoid that, preferring to scoop them up with an envelope and store them in a shoebox.
That's much, much better. Let's slowly make them starve to death.
Oh, but hold on.
Oh, I'm waiting.
She is feeding fruit flies to her unwanted holiday guests while she tries to find them new homes.
Wait, so what the fuck did fruit flies do to her? I could never harm an insect, but I will release the prey of an insect to another insect.
There's got to be some cutoff line. I mean, I don't think praying mantises are strictly vegetarians.
Here's what you do. You get a bunch of super horny, postmenopausal female mantises.
Right.
And you let them loose.
Yep.
Spring break, but reversed.
But break spring.
Yeah. And they go in there. They're just trying to get off. And they're decapping every other mantis.
And then you have, 100 female praying mantises?
Fuck.
Sure. But number's gone down. And now it can be a sort of girls' night type of situation.
You don't want them to be monogamous.
No. Yeah, of course not.
Okay, so you might have like
20. Go out there and get your freak on, ladies.
Yeah, we got to get a bunch of sluts.
So you might only have 25 female praying mantises.
Yeah. But
they're taking on four dudes.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then at the end of it, you're just chilling with your girls now. Now you just, open up a box of Franzia, get some real, real tiny wine glasses. You put on Friends for the millionth time. Maybe The Office. That's my personal preference. Kick off your shoes. Chill.
The mantis version of Bachelor.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah.
It's like Sex and the City, only if most of them were mantises.
What do you think that conversation at Petco would be like? Hi, I need some fruit flies for about 10,000 praying mantis.
Just like so many. Like... Well, how many mantises do you have? Try not to think about it. It's just, I'm just going to make this sound.
So, my 12-year-old daughter was on the naughty list, and Santa ran out of coal. So, he gave us praying mantises.
Got her 100 praying mantises.
God. You can't invite anyone over at that point. I don't even know outside of bugs, do praying mantises, raid your pantry? Are they drinking up all your beer?
I don't know. I never had 100 praying mantises over.
I want to look into the praying mantis lifestyle. What's going on with that? You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Man, this is going to be really quick because we're ending the podcast right
talk
now.
Amongst myself, because that'll do it for this episode of 3 Hit Combo Podcast. You can find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/3HitCombo Podcast, Twitter.com/3HitCombo PC. Email us your praying mantises at 3HitCombo Podcast@gmail.com and search for us on YouTube, 3HitCombo Podcast.
They primarily eat bugs.
So for Skyler and Tam, this is Matt signing
they eat
out.
Bugs!